This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
KT Tunstall, Suddenly I See. Now, Em, I just realised that song, we were talking earlier to some of the staff around here at Joy about that song, and they said that's one of their favourite karaoke songs.
Absolutely, and I think that's a very familiar tale for many people. Well, not only has KT Tunstall created hits like that one, Warren, she actually has also recently released an album created for a brand new Australian film called Chasing Wonders, which actually is released in Australia today. We were lucky enough to catch up with KT this morning.
Thank you so much for taking the time. It's a pleasure.
Pleasure, absolute pleasure.
The film Chasing Wonders is being released today here in Australia on Amazon, Google, iTunes and Fetch. So it's a very exciting day, I imagine. What did it mean to you to be releasing music?
Well, it's really fantastic for me because it's one of the first film score projects that I've ever done for a feature length. I'd done a couple of short films, which is really exciting. And it's usually 15 or 20 minutes and you kind of, you know, you can really go somewhere that you don't usually go with your own music. But this was a proper feature length. And it's really interesting to me, particularly as a kind of rock pop writer. You know, you're always trying to grab people's attention and trying to, you know, just write that hook that everyone remembers and everyone sings. And with film, you're really helping realize the director's vision emotionally. You're just trying to make that moment for the person watching the movie to just feel it even more than they would, you know, without the music. So, and sometimes the music is actually more about the subtext of what you're watching rather than the direct picture of what you're watching, right? The music can be what's in the person's head rather than what they're actually saying or how they're behaving in the moment. So music can be this really interesting kind of multi-layered language in a movie. And of course, if you listen to the soundtrack, which I loved making with Elanish Carey, there's a lot of string arrangement as well, which is something that I haven't done a lot of with my own music. And it's just this super beautiful, emotional, like immediately touching sound that I think as human beings, when you hear strings, there's a reason they're called heartstrings, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
it just speaks to us somehow, those instruments, emotionally. And it's a really beautiful, quite wrenching story, this film of reconciliation and forgiveness and the obstacle course of family. And the music for me in this movie is kind of like the Australian landscape. It's the nature that the boy has this relationship with, where he can actually go into Australia's landscape and find solace and find a sort of friendship with this new country and feel at home because of the nature. And so the music is almost like the voice of the landscape for me.
I think that you can totally hear that with it. It's such a beautiful album, even just to listen on its own. So I can only imagine how elevated it would be watching the film at the same time.
And I think, you know, what I love about writing score particularly and how it's kind of influenced me writing my own music is that you can really place a listener in an actual location with the opening bars of music. And I really feel that this music really feels like it's outdoors. It feels like you're looking at the sky. It feels like there's a horizon ahead of you, you know? And sometimes that's daunting, but ultimately it's hopeful. There's somewhere to go. It's
absolutely
better than being in a cell, you know?
Totally. And I think it is really transportive. Like, it does take you to places. Speaking of this collaboration, and it's a beautiful one indeed, how did it come to be?
So Elanish Carey is a brilliant, genius film composer, and he, you know, Oscar nominations and all sorts. He's done very, very experienced, and he actually did Shaun the Sheep, the Aardman animation as well. He like does a real spectrum of different stuff, but he loves working with singer-songwriters and musicians. He finds that we bring something to it that a classical musician or a film composer wouldn't. I guess a sort of maybe a melodic sensibility, which can sometimes honestly get in the way a little bit. If you're writing music for film, sometimes it has to sit in the background. So that's where he's been great for me, to kind of edit those melodies to keep subtlety where we need subtlety. But he basically really likes working with songwriters. He finds it a great experience.
He sought you out.
He sought me out. Yeah.
Amazing.
And we've been friends for years. We just hadn't found something to work on, and this was like the perfect project.
Now, Chasing Wonders is the title of the film and the album. I wonder which came first, the chicken or the egg, the movie or the score? Did you get to watch it and then create it, or was it, you know, they sent you a feeling?
These things are often very kind of case by case. So sometimes you work with something from the very beginning, from its inception. Sometimes you have 2 weeks at the end of the movie to write the music, and it's crazy and you just have to do your best.
Sure.
This one actually started with a different name, and the name changed as the movie kind of morphed and changed as well. And we went with it. It wasn't like a huge change, but Chasing Wonders was a really beautiful place to land, I think, with the title of this movie, because the chasing part does suggest effort. You know, it's not free. Wonder is not free. You have to work for those good moments in life, and you're going to go through something to get there. So I think they ended up with a great title for it. And I think it's a very uplifting title while still paying respect to the journey of something, you know?
Absolutely. So beautiful. And so is the movie and the album. So all
combined. I mean, it's also just quite a good kind of strapline for life, isn't it? Chasing Wonders.
Definitely. Certainly. Now, you've had many iconic songs, Suddenly I See, Other Side of the World, and many others. You've won a Brit Award and been nominated for Grammys. Now you've created this international collaboration with Australian filmmakers. How does this LP for Chasing Wonders compare to all that you've done in your illustrious career?
Oh, well, thank you. That's very kind words. For me, I've been touring with my own music for 15 years. Many people have been doing it much longer than that. So in some ways, I'm still a baby. But in my own experience, it feels like I've been doing that quite a long time. And there's always been this sense in me that there's some really kind of untapped resources in me, musically and creatively, where I love making things. I love sharing them, and I love playing live. But touring's hard. It's a hard life when you're away from home. And I've always kind of thought to myself, I wonder if there's other creative muscles I can flex that maybe give me a different experience of interacting with music. And I really love the collaborative aspect of making films. You know, being a solo artist, you're kind of required to have an enormous ego. You kind of have to be just egomaniacal to like put together your own content, you know, your own songs. It's your life. You're in charge of everything. And I think it really pushes you in different ways when you're actually working for someone else and you're part of a team. And it's very rewarding seeing the final product on a movie screen. And I love movies. I mean, movies is like my favorite R&R pastime.
Sure.
If I'm not gigging on the road, then I'm in a movie theater. So it's a very, very exciting place for me to be, in a movie theater with my popcorn and my peanut M&Ms. And so to have you
interesting
every time.
I like crispy.
You have to eat popcorn and the peanut M&Ms all at the same time, though.
I love that combination.
The mixture. But, you know, to sort of experience what I do within that world is just super, super exciting. It's really cool.
So can we expect more collaborations like this in the future?
Yes, absolutely.
You're on Joy Drive with Em and Warren. We're chatting to KT Tunstall about her brand new LP and new Australian film, Chasing Wonders.
I think that it allows me to really migrate from what I usually do as well. Often people will ask you to write on a film or a project because they like your style and they want your name and they want the essence of you to come to the project. But I have done a couple of short films where I went completely off the beaten path, and it was all, one was kind of electronic, almost horror thriller.
Oh, wow.
Completely instrumental. So, you know, it's so fun for me to make that utterly different work. It's really great.
Amazing. I guess it pushes your creative boundaries and really gets you to explore and flex different muscles.
Yes. And I think every time I do these different projects, it inevitably feeds back to the work that I make as a solo artist. I'm just working on a musical at the moment, which I've never done before. You know, writing for the stage and writing for all these different characters and different emotions and doing duets and doing reprises. It's sort of, it's basically a big old learning curve of new skills. And I think that I heard a really good phrase recently was that a high tide raises all boats, you know? So when you feed into that creative pool, everything that you do benefits from these new skills that you glean from doing these projects. But film is very special. It's always going to be very dear to my heart because I just find myself very affected by movies. You know, if I watch a good movie, it can change your perspective on life. They can be very powerful tools for expansion, you know, and healing as well. So I love the medium and I still feel like such a baby, you know, in terms of not really understanding where music should come and where it shouldn't come.
Sure.
And it's really fun to learn.
Absolutely. Speaking of, I think that obviously film incites a lot of emotion, but so does music. And there's a reason why movies have scores.
Yes.
Chasing Wonders, which is out today here in Australia, very excitingly. What are you hoping that people through hearing and seeing feel? And what emotions are you hoping this film brings to people?
Well, the story is a Spanish family who emigrate to Australia. I'm a Scottish girl who's emigrated to America. And we just have all this divisive feeling about immigration and about people moving. And really, when you zoom out and look at it from space, like, it seems crazy that it's an issue for people to be able to move around their planet, you know?
Absolutely.
And of course, countries have to do things right, and they've got to keep the people of the country safe, and there has to be kind of some regulation and all of these things. But I hope that it is a reminder of the richness of a family moving from one country to another through necessity or, you know, through circumstance, and how wonderful that exchange can be, you know, of a kid really getting a wider view of the world being a very positive thing, having a deeper understanding of culture through seeing life in a different country. And also, I hope that there's a more universal feeling that family is hard. Family is probably the biggest obstacle course we face in our life, and those relationships. And when relationships get hard, family is the place where that probably stings the worst. And if you can just persevere and work and reconcile and forgive, you can get to a better place than where you were before.
Well, I'm inspired. I'm ready to go watch it.
Yeah.
And the score is absolutely beautiful as well. It really does go hand in hand, and they work quite magically together. So what you created is so fantastic, and we're really lucky to be able to celebrate its release here in Australia today. So thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you, and everyone enjoy. Go see the movie and the music. I was just listening to it today to refresh my memory, and it really is it's very calming music. I hope everyone loves it.
I'm sure we will. Thank you so much for being on Joy Drive.
That's Katie Tunstall chatting all things Chasing Wonders. You can listen to the album where you source your music, and the movie is out today with the same name on Amazon, Google, iTunes, and Fetch.
Fantastic chat, Em.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.